This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. North Texans are cleaning up the mess left behind by last night's hailstorms. Residents from Montague County to Collin and Rockwall counties reported broken windows and damaged roofs from quarter-size to softball-size hail. This was just the latest in a string of hailstorms to hit the region this spring. Mark Fox with the National Weather Service said the number of hail reports have increased in previous years.
From the last couple of years, 2007 through 2015, through the end of April, we average about 157 reports of large hail. So far this year, we've had 188 reports of large hail.
Fox says one reason for the uptick may be a short winter season.
We started in early March, so by the time we've come around, we've had some big hailstorms so far this year, and that just added to it yesterday. So the Blue Mountains were early, so were the hailstorms.
Wiley was hardest hit by the hail. Storm damage calls overwhelmed the city's 911 system. The school district canceled class today to deal with the damage. Tent City, largest homeless encampment in Dallas, will shut down by May 4th. Dallas police plan to arrest those who don't leave by that date. City officials told the Dallas Morning News the closure process will begin in a matter of days. City officials have split Tent City into five sections and plan to shut down the first two next week. Nonprofits who work with the homeless are trying to find beds for the people evicted. Officials from the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center last week requested $500,000 from the city council to pay for 50 new beds at the downtown shelter and to fund 190 more beds at private shelters. Tent City spans about four blocks under the I-45 bridge near downtown. The population tripled over the past 6 months to about 300 at its peak. Two people have been killed there this year, prompting city leaders to call for its closure. On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, the college scholarship game. Some students are winning scholarships by playing computer games. We first told you last fall about a UT Dallas competition inspired by the popular game Minecraft. Students can win up to $5,000 solving challenges. KERA's Bill Zeeble checked in with some of the winners.
Good afternoon, everyone.
That's Jennifer Tidwell, social media coordinator at UT Dallas, in a YouTube video. She's explaining a scholarship challenge for the school's computer game Polycraft World. It's based on the mega popular Minecraft game. But instead of building stuff for fun, the goal is to win a scholarship. Gamers can build things with polymers like rubbers, plastics, and resins.
In a 60-second video, highlight your creativity using bouncing blocks. Here's a tip. More advanced rubbers let you bounce higher.
This was one of a dozen Polycraft World Scholarship challenges. Winners get up to $5,000 UTD scholarships. 21-year-old engineering student Ben Gravel took on the challenge.
That was the one I devoted most of my energy to, yeah. Energy and lots of time. Probably, I'd say, on the order of anywhere from 20 to 50 hours, probably, all counted.
Gravel says it was worth it because he won $5,000. He's played Minecraft since high school. For Polycraft World, he picked up online tips on how to make bouncier polymers because the biggest bounce wins.
Some of the bounciest materials require lots and lots of processing steps in real life. So in the game, you have to do lots and lots of things to the basic materials that you can mine or collect in order to get the really bouncy blocks, which are, of course, the most fun.
Fun is what Christina Thompson likes to hear. The UTD senior lecturer helped create Polycraft World so students could learn real-world science.
Polyisoprene, natural rubber, only bounces what? But if you go through the distillation process, there are something like 12 new rubbers in the game. So if you make a better rubber, a rubber that in the real world is more bouncy, you can bounce really, really high.
UTD junior Connor Cohn soared on a different contest. Winning college money for a computer game effort is something he never could have dreamed of.
Cool, I don't really think even describes it. Polycraft is amazing. It's run by a lot of really, really smart people. Scholarships from any sort of competitive gaming as opposed to competitive sport are cool to me in and of themselves.
Cohn and his co-winner Austin Paxton built a virtual three-story factory to create a common but complex plastic used to make Legos. They submitted a video showing how they built it. Paxton describes the factory.
Now floor three, go! ammonia to here with the propylene makes acrylonitrile, and acrylonitrile, butadiene, and styrene makes ABS, which is Legos. Ha!
UTD junior Hassam Wadi has won $4,000 in scholarships so far. He's entered several of the Polycraft challenges. He won for creating a periodic table out of game blocks. He put pictures on the blocks to make it easy for kids to understand the elements. In this YouTube video, here's Wadi with his 5-year-old brother.
So for instance, what is this one? This one is really
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver. So my little brother, who has no idea about the periodic table or anything else, can now easily find out what element goes to what. Before Polycraft, it was just iron, diamond, and gold. That's it. Then you come to Polycraft, and there's 20 different elements. So
Wadi points to a block representing potassium.
What about this one? What's this one?
Banana.
It's got potassium in it. There you go. What about this one?
Wadi's baby brother identifies nickel, silicon, and other elements thanks to the program he created. So far, the trial run of this scholarship program has mostly rewarded older UTD students. But Assistant Professor Walter Voigt wants to reach bright high school kids drawn into the games world of polymer science. So UTD is tweaking the challenges to help younger students become Polycraft masters.
We see a future for higher education that combines virtual and online learning with a lot of the brick-and-mortar learning that goes on here at the university. So if these scholarships go well and we get a lot of interest, this would be a great way if we could teach them a lot of the basics before they ever come to college, so when they get here, they're already superstars.
Thanks in part to a computer game. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Weather Service says it should only get up to around 70 today under partly sunny skies, but we're not through with rain yet. There's a 60% chance of it tonight, low 52. Tomorrow, 40% chance of more rain. The high should get up to around 70. 59 degrees in Dallas, 57 in Fort Worth.